Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. Hello, everybody. This is your host, Lauren, again, and this is the first of hopefully many new kind of episodes for Witchy Wellness Radio. My intention for this season is to do weekly inspiration or feel-good episodes that you guys can just pop on like a high-vibe YouTube or almost like a meditation. And it's my intention just to put these out every Monday for you guys to have something to align to, something to feel into as your intention for the week unfolds. And before we get into today's episode, I just wanted to tell you guys about my new online course, Anxious to Aligned. Anxious to Aligned course teaches women to turn their fears into freedoms so that you can do more, be more, and serve more. Because as you guys know, our tagline on this show is your body and emotions are not in the way, but actually leading the way. More on this course, you guys can head over to anxioustoaligned.com to sign up for the waitlist for the course to be launched in less than 2 months. But in the meantime, I decided to craft this course for the modern day health and wellness focused recovering perfectionist who feels like doing all the right things or being that good girl has just left you feeling sick mentally, emotionally, and physically. It feels like World War III between yourself, your body, and emotions. But maybe you're a high-functioning anxious lady, or maybe not so much. But this course will help show you your body and emotions are not in the way, but actually leading your way to health, wealth, and happiness. And yes, you will manifest a life that you love, and more importantly, be able to harness the power of change and continually learning to overcome yourself one step at a time in this course. Learning how to turn your little and big fears into unlimited freedom by retraining the way you think, feel, and ultimately act is beyond powerful. So I'm super excited to share this course with you guys. Head over to anxioustoaligned.com to sign up for the waitlist, and I will make sure to let you know when the course goes live. Now back to today's inspirational episode. What if there was another choice? What if instead of the anxiety, the anger, the dread, the disappointment, the abusive emotional cycle you have continually with yourself, what if there was another choice to the lie that you tell yourself as you continually hit that snooze, swipe right, or that next episode? I'll start tomorrow. We all do it to a greater extent. We're all striving for a little more of comfort and familiarity. What if there was a choice to start again? To start stepping into the unknown, the new, to start moving forward towards happiness, love, and freedom in all areas of your life? My dear, that is possible. And yes, even for you. And I'm here to remind you, you are not here to be mediocre or to live an average life. You are meant for more. You are worthy of more. Shifting that fear into freedom takes discipline, and yet maybe even divine discipline. We've all tried in some way of sticking our little turtle heads out of the shell and quickly returning back inside for safety. Aligning yourself with the bigger picture. Raising your viewpoint up to the birds, like a flying plane over it all. But from here, you will see you have another choice. The next step towards a better feeling, to living a life of meaning. This is not for the faint of heart. You will need to overcome anxiety and fear to take this action continually again and again. It's about getting so connected with that divine part that lives in each one of us, that even despite the most turbulent external atmospheric conditions up there, you will follow through. This divine discipline is a space in between doing the work and surrendering it all to the unknown in the process. How can we implement healthy change that makes us happy along the way? We all still have that little kid inside of us who wants to come play. And oh, how proud we were when we learned a new skill, like walking or maybe riding our bike for the first time. These skills brought so much joy, yet required a lot of focus and actually doing the work. And we didn't get down on ourselves when we couldn't, quote unquote, learn to walk fast enough. We'd fall down again and again and giggle, but we'd get back up again and again. In our own awkward and wobbly way, we stumbled our way forward only to be met with love and kisses for just simply trying. Now, how can we apply and implement this directly into our lives now, today? To all those problems, to all the stressors, to the crises, to the areas of growth. Then, this is when you can start to dream with your eyes wide open. And this, my friends, is what it means to be truly alive. Feeling it all, heart open, tuning inward, especially when it's not easy to do so. Surrendering it all to the magic. Now you'll have to start to look daily into the mundane and start to look at it as more meaningful and spiritual. You will look at all those pinned or liked quotes you have and actually put them to use, because wisdom without action is useless. And now you can truly see that love is in the air everywhere you look around. It's time today, not tomorrow, not next week, to get clear on where you need to make this change. You know where. We all do. So go. Go fly above the storm clouds of that fear and change, 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 my love, for us, for them, but most importantly, for you. And remember, open up, surrender, trust, and let your body lead the way.